Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Hassan alayhi salam. This hadith is about table manners. As you know, Islam is a complete religion. It's a way of life. It has rules and regulations for everything, every aspect of life, from, you know, the way we use the bathroom, all the way up to how to rule and govern a country. There's nothing that Islam doesn't have rules and regulations for. And that's what why the enemies of Islam, by the way, are so afraid of it. Because there's nothing that Islam has not mentioned and spoken about and has not expressed an opinion about. One of the things that Islam talks about is table manners. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Hassan alayhi salam alludes to 12 things that every Muslim should know about table manners. Imam Hassan alayhi salam says, there are 12 things that every Muslim should know about table manners. Four are mandatory, meaning four are obligatory and necessary. Four are recommended, not obligatory, but recommended. And four are general manners. Right? So the Imam divided these 12 manners, table manners, into three categories of four. The first are obligatory, the second are recommended, and the fourth are general manners. The mandatory are the following: knowledge of the food, 1, 2, to be content with it, to be happy with it, 3, mentioning the name of Allah before it, saying the Bismillah before you eat, and 4, offering thanks to Him afterwards. So first you have knowledge of what you're eating. Make sure it's not something haram. Make sure it's not something prohibited. Make sure it's not impure. Make sure you have acquired it through lawful means. Secondly, you should be content with it. Whatever you have, you should be content with it, whether regardless of whether it is, you know, an opulent kind of dish or not. It's a simple dish. Third, you should say the name of Allah before you eat it. And fourth, you should offer your thanks to Allah afterwards. This is the first category. The second category, in meaning the recommended acts, are the following. First of all, ablution before eating, making wudu before you eat. Second, sitting on one's left side, meaning I guess leaning on one's left side. Three, eating with three fingers. So eating with your hand, first of all, a lot of us don't do this anymore. And then also using three fingers to eat. And the fourth is licking the fingers or licking the hand that you've eaten with after you're finished. And the general manners are eating from the closest spot to you. Meaning if there's something close to you, eat that. Don't reach out and stretch your arm out towards the thing that is the dish that is far away from you. Secondly, taking small bites when you eat. Third, chewing well. And finally, looking less at people's faces when you're eating. When you're eating, don't look at somebody else at the table who's eating. This is embarrassing for them. These were the 12 manners of eating in Islam, according to Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on here Hadith of the Day. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.